Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. President Trump has used a speech celebrating Independence Day to condemn what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out America's history and defame its heroes. Thousands of people attended the event, with few wearing masks despite the raging coronavirus pandemic. David Willis is in Los Angeles.
In a fiery speech, Donald Trump sought to draw a stark contrast between himself and his Democratic rival Joe Biden going into November's presidential election. In the shadow of a monument depicting four former presidents, he took issue with recent instances of lawlessness and branded protests about police brutality and racial injustice the product of what he called a left-wing cultural revolution. He went on to condemn angry mobs that, by toppling the statues of Confederate leaders, were seeking to, in his words, eradicate the nation's heritage.
The commander of the Colombian army says he's fired 31 soldiers accused of being involved in the sexual abuse of young girls. In a statement, General Eduardo Zapatero said he would use all legal means to stop the abuse. Candice Piet reports.
The men are among a group of almost 120 soldiers being investigated for similar crimes in the last 4 years. Announcing the dismissals, General Zapatero promised zero tolerance for sexual abuse in the ranks. The Colombian army has long denied a systematic effort to protect soldiers involved in sexual violence against minors. But cases of abuse have not stopped. Colombians were shocked last month at the details of another horrific case. Seven soldiers confessed that they'd raped a 13-year-old indigenous girl.
Many businesses in England are among the businesses being allowed to resume trading 15 weeks after lockdown was imposed. The British government has urged people not to get carried away. Leila Nathu reports.
Boris Johnson has urged people to act responsibly and respect social distancing to avoid the virus spreading widely once more and restrictions being reimposed. The government's weighing up the social and economic benefits of opening up against the possibility that infections increase. But there is political risk too. Have ministers chosen the right moment to take what Mr. Johnson called the biggest step yet on the road to recovery? The government hopes it can now rely on effective testing, tracing, and targeted local lockdowns if the situation begins to worsen.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has diluted a law requiring the mandatory wearing of face masks in public. Mr. Bolsonaro vetoed their obligatory use in shops, churches and schools, arguing this could be unconstitutional. He also halted the distribution of masks to the poor. Congress must now decide whether or not to overturn the veto. World News from the BBC.